This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sport is this hour's code word.
Wow.
S-P-O-R-T.
Sport.
Hey, I wanted to mention before I get to the text messages that you guys have sent. I love reading those and we love reading them back on the air. But it is October and it is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which I haven't mentioned at all.
Right.
So that's my mistake.
We're all wearing pink today.
Yeah, we'll take some photos. I have a pink shirt for you as
Thank
well,
you.
Vincent.
Oh.
So thankfully, we'll take some photos.
Because all the pink in my house is my daughter's.
Too small.
I think Vaughn has pink on today.
Vaughn does.
He does.
Have pink, yeah.
He does. Yeah, yeah.
Weirdly, he's got a Maui and Sun shirt on, which is a brand, a former surf brand that I don't even think exists anymore.
Well, it's the one pink shirt he's got.
It's a classic.
So, you know,
is
he had
what
to
I'm
hold
saying.
On to it.
Here, I have these pink shirts too.
Oh,
good.
Perfect.
I want to wear that.
Yeah.
An Alice shirt.
A pink
That's
Alice
be your shirt.
Oh boy, I'm gonna.
You're gonna look great in that.
It's
pretty.
You look slightly big, but
oh,
okay.
I have a smaller size.
Okay.
Oh, we have one that's going to hug all your curves.
I don't want to be hugged.
Worry.
I just don't want it to look like a skirt.
I wanted to tell you in case, I know there are 20 people who qualified for the trip last week.
Oh, for Alani?
For Alani.
That's right.
And they're all dying to know who won. Mm-hmm. It was Hank Schutten. Hank Schutten from Havard.
Oh, hey.
He was our big winner last week. Congratulations, Hank. Yeah, you're going to Alani. Hank is, I think that's a Dutch name, actually.
I like it.
Hank. I got a Hank.
Well, it's spelled H-E.
N-K.
Yeah. Oh, because I was going to say, that's also a nickname for Henry.
Henry,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know what Hank, maybe Hank is the Dutch nickname for Henry.
If I'd had a boy, I would have tried to name the kid Henry.
Henry is a great name.
I love that name.
Solid name. So congratulations, Hank. He got the second trip to Alani. He's going to Hawaii. His three closest friends or his family or whoever can pay the most to make him take them.
Here are some of the texts that you guys sent us. 510 says, haha, the way it works in Vietnam is you walk across the street and the drivers adjust to you by calculating whether to go in front or behind you.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to leave that to them.
Yeah.
You made an excellent calculation, Mr. Stopped One Inch From Me.
Augustine Huneus is the rich son of a family that made it big in the wine business. He's no winemaker.
Mm. Wow.
The wine is called Quintessa.
Oh, I've heard of Quintessa. That sounds familiar. I think you drive by that going up in there.
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen that.
Going up Maybe. In there.
You know, up all up in there. All up right. in Napa. I'm going up in there this weekend.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to that Zeppelin
tribute
band. Oh,
they're the cover band, right.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
it called again?
I don't know.
Oh, is it Get the Let Out?
I don't know.
Oh, because oh someone texted dude. In the other day about that.
We're going to party so hard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to, I won't be at my house, so I won't be going
right.
that hard. And I have Hooman's party the night before, too. I'll probably need a drink after that.
Right.
What are you talking about?
His party that he's throwing for himself this Friday. About that he's worked here for 20 years. It's his 20-year anniversary. It's like three reasons to celebrate. His 20-year anniversary working at Alice.
He's out of the hospital.
He's out of the hospital.
And his birthday's in 1 month.
Oh, and there's an angle too. He's trying to raise money for that family that he's helping with their
right.
major illness.
Remember.
Oh.
Well,
so four
sounds
reasons.
Like you've got a big weekend ahead.
Yeah,
good
it's
for
gonna
you.
Be. I'm excited about it. Damn it.
Good week to you all, says 415. Sarah SNL was funny this week.
I've heard, yeah, I saw
Miss
some
Miss Bryn
reviews.
So much. Thanks, Alex, for helping out. It's
yeah.
not an easy job.
It isn't.
Alex.
He's on the ball today.
You got some rest over the weekend.
He came in. The new attitude.
New attitude.
Yes, Yuzi. I saw the CBS what? Lizzo interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very
yeah.
great interview.
It
Sweet
was.
Lizzo. Nice to know a bit of her story.
Mm-hmm.
What's your deal? What was like the takeaway?
She went to music school in I think it was New York. Plays a lot of instruments. Has been singing since she was very young. I believe it was her father that encouraged her, either her father or grandfather. But just she's just so grateful, and a bunch of kids were in front of her. Oh, she was playing the flute.
Oh my! The flute
was the flute. Yeah. And she was just encouraging the little kids. They could be whatever they want to be. Start now. Dream big. You know, that really inspirational.
Unless you're Jerome. Then go home and come back when you're grown. Jerome. That guy.
707 says, FYI, guys, poop stinks. And Vinny, girls never cover for guys trying to get girls. Just saying. Love you guys. That's true. These girls never help a brother out.
What?
We are C blockers extraordinaire. Deal with it.
The one time I was just trying to love this lady, and what do? They put out like an all points bulletin from the broadcast.
Yeah, we were trying to do a Sarah and Vinny show.
Where anybody, if you see him,
tell him the
400 people waiting there. We're all like dorks up and we're like, well, we'd start the show, but we don't know where Vinny is.
Yep.
Meanwhile, he's making time with Colby Calais' manager in the back room.
Just trying to. I wanted to be coupled up like you guys, but no. Only you guys get to be happy.
Yeah. It wasn't time for you yet. That lady's on the road. Way to find someone completely unavailable.
You guys don't know. Maybe someone fouled the restroom before she went in there.
No.
Says 415.
Nope.
No, it was.
Yep.
Sarah knows.
I was there.
And there went all my hopes and dreams as you crushed them. Are you going to have more Sarah Bareilles tickets today?
No.
Yes, a fan.
At 5 o'clock.
Right. So, and then all week during our show.
Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. That's the Halloween Haunt thing. So we have them all week, but you got to listen to the Sarah and Vinny show.
Correct. Amundo.
Jane might have some. I don't really know.
No, just us. It looks
just us. Only us. Stay here with Alice.
Ow. Ooh, what happened, mijo?
I was checking for Jane. No door open. You know, it's always nice to know that Jane's here getting ready for her 3 o'clock showtime.
She was listening, though, earlier. She texted me.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, she's very involved in the running of this place.
Tell us the Colby song was Try.
Oh.
Oh.
You don't have to try so hard.
Yeah, she didn't tell me anything today. That's too bad.
That song is great. I love Colby.
Yeah.
She'll try and tell you something.
I don't get it. She was white hot for a minute there. Like,
she's had, a surprising amount of
hits. That's what I mean. For this station, she was playing all the time. Right?
Oh, is there something from, she did something on Coco?
She did something with Jason Mraz.
I'm sorry. That's the name of her. That's
album.
The name of the record. Yeah.
Right.
For a second there, I was like, does she have a song on the Coco soundtrack? No, she doesn't. Yeah, she did a thing with Jason Mraz. Hold on. Lucky is the name of that. She's got a million things in here.
First day back from vacation and my truck broke down on the freeway. Got towed off the freeway and now I'm walking home 2 miles. But listening to radio.com app, even on my bad day, I'm a loyal listener. Thanks for making my walk tolerable.
I'm glad that we could be a part of your terrible day. They won't all be terrible. That sucks, though. Car just breaks down. You have to walk home. Guy couldn't give you a ride home. It's 2 miles.
That's what I thought.
Can I have a ride home?
No, you got to stand here on the side of the highway.
Okay.
Seems a little dangerous.
Well, I mean, if they're taking the car to the shop and you've got to go get your wallet, I don't know what scenario there is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny, you know you can bring your guitar to the park and practice while your kids play.
No, he is an electric.
I don't, and it's not even that. I'm not going to bring all this stuff.
Lug your whole gear.
Like, hey,
right.
Park, here I am with everything I own.
Oh, all the kids will gather around. You can play all the kids' songs.
And you know what? I'll bring something to look at, like a book or a magazine. And even that I can't get to because 2 minutes in, even after I've said, now listen, I brought you to the park so you can play. I'm going to sit here in the shade and read. 2 minutes into that, can you push me on the swings? Dad! And she's sitting there pathetically,
shaming
not
moving. Shaming you into coming over.
Can you push me?
Use your legs! Lean back! You
pump
can do
into
it!
That.
You gotta pump!
You little... Anyway. Yeah, she pulls me right off my comfy seat. So no, I'm not gonna bring a guitar. I'm gonna learn to say no is what I'm gonna do.
You need a son.
No, I don't need anything else. Actually, it turns out I'm good. Completely all like, filled you know, up.
Three is a no great more number. Magic number.
Dude,
you're in you for
wouldn't
two.
Want,
for
you
three.
Don't want that for me. You don't. You know, I'm not going to make it.
Oh,
I
all
won't
right.
make
you're,
it.
You know what?
Don't
do it.
Do not pray for that.
I'm not praying. I would never do that.
You do it. Curse me. How about that?
Yeah, that's more like it.
Judy is so boring. Oh. There was no storyline. I almost fell asleep.
Oh. That's
maybe that's it. Maybe it's a good performance, but not a great movie.
Yeah.
Maybe they just said, no one's going to want to watch this.
So let's put it in theaters long enough to get her nominated as Best Actress, and hopefully we'll make money on the back end.
The second you guys played Cody Simpson's song, my 9-year-old screamed, I love this song, and knew all the words. Apparently,
oh
it's
God.
Related to some gacha life game.
I never heard of it. That's weird.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, I guess it's just a video game.
I never heard of it.
The pituitary tumor is why she has all those issues. Try going through menopause every day. Hormones out of control. If you have them, they are being replaced with fake hormones, and it doesn't really help. That's Sia's problem?
Sia's got a long list of problems. One of them was a benign pituitary tumor. Isn't your pituitary like command central for everything? Regulates your entire endocrine system and...
Well,
everything
don't
else.
You already know if you're pulling out the word endocrine?
I know.
Isn't that where your hormones are?
I guess. I don't know.
It just seems like it would be impossible for that tiny little thing to have a tumor growing on it and not be... Like, seems like they should go and get that.
Well, maybe in addition to all that other list of things she has.
Yeah, but no STDs, so that's, you know, that's good news.
She says she's in pain every day. She was addicted
Did she
to
say
pain
that?
Killers.
She Every said, day. I have all this pain, but I have no STDs?
Yeah, that was her thing. She said she went through all the things. She's like, all these slipped discs, and she's got like this, that,
Joint
and the other
problems.
Thing. And then one of the things she said was, you know, despite,
she used to be a stuntman? What was her deal?
Yeah, she said that I don't have the thing right in front of me, but she said, no STDs, though, which is a miracle considering my 20s.
Oh. Yeah. People don't like that. I didn't like that.
What?
I had a girlfriend who said that to me.
Said what?
I don't have anything, but man, I'm lucky because of my college years. And I was like, don't ever, why would you say that to a guy you're
she
with?
She wants to talk about it with you. Ask me questions about it.
No.
Let's talk about our histories. You ask me questions, then I'm going to ask you questions.
Couldn't believe that one. Like, who
it's
wants
not
to
really
hear
fair.
That?
Like, everybody knows a lot about your history, but you won't.
Yeah, my history is careful. I was careful, very careful. Carefully.
Really, carefully in closets with people that you didn't even know.
You
and the light shines
can't
on. You like,
take that story. And that, you know what? I never had sex with that girl, and you know it.
It doesn't matter if you had sex with her or not. It could have gotten to that point and you wouldn't have known it. I would argue that you say your list is 20-something long, but you are only conscious for 20%
no,
of your actual
that is
life.
Not
what he remembers.
You,
right.
How both
he
of you.
Remembers.
How?
He remembers it all.
Oh,
he just won't tell us about it.
I told you everything.
I believe it. At least you went first with that one lady. You guys both did. I mean, come on, Vinny.
Come on.
Come on.
Wait, what?
The one lady... bloodied your shirt up.
The nice lady.
Yeah. And then there's Shed. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, you were really careful, dude.
I can't believe.
The carefulness is astounding.
You are.
I listen to what you say and draw my own conclusions, of course.
Yeah, clearly. Because none of that happened like you're making it sound.
Really?
Jesus.
Which part didn't happen like I'm making it sound?
Joker was great, says 510. In my opinion, the movie was not dark. The story was about the Joker's path to becoming a villain, battling with some mental instability.
Not dark?
Dark. That's what they say.
Well, we all have our own definitions of darkness.
543 miles per hour seems too specific for a bodily function that occurs with such a variety.
Yeah. I mean, the sound is always different. Like, some people just have, like, tighter... Well, some people just have more velocity than others. It just seems like everyone would have their own individual speed. You know, they could say it's a range between 250 and 550 miles per hour that a fart happens, but it seems very specific.
Oh, look at that.
On that note, I think we'll leave you to ponder how fast farts are. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you.
Oh, thanks. What's up your
butt? I don't know. You just seem really difficult today.
Is it me? It was funny. I kind of thought it was you, but I guess it's all a matter of perspective.
Don't just stand there like you're Switzerland.
What?
Do something.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want
take
to do
my
anything.
Side. She's listen, she's trying to stay neutral.
I'm gonna stay away.
You're gonna force her, you know.
Oh my god, I've got such a cruncher from you. It's like 4 hours of you.
Oh, will you just stop it.
I gotta take.
There's nothing but love. Oh, stop it!
At
you make me feel guilty.
Three Advil.
Well, three's the number. Three's the magic number, as you know. All right, listen, we got a big week this week. It's going to be excellent.
Yep.
We're all wearing pink today. Look for our post on social media. We're all going to have our pink shirts on. And
I think I'm going to throw it up tomorrow.
Make people aware of breast cancer.
You mean the photo?
The photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take it. Let's take it right now. But then I'm going to put it
tomorrow.
Actually,
you have T-Mobile hot pink on it.
I do.
That's the perfect color.
Yeah.
All right. So have a great day. Enjoy Alice all the long day. It's here 24/7 for your listening enjoyment. And
what
we'll
do you
catch
call
you back
that?
Here.
Like a muscle blouse?
Oh, a muscle.
Oh,
blouse.
A muscle blouse.
Well, I don't know.
It's a frilly muscle
no
blouse.
Sleeves and.
It's sleeveless. Yeah. I don't know. Sort of haltery.
Yeah, haltery.
Something. I don't know.
I call it fancy.
Fancy, that's me, fancy.
Yeah, she's a fancy.
Yeah, fancy.
For those of you keeping track at home, Jane did, after I begged for it, text me.
Oh, what'd she text you?
She said, I'm on my way.
Oh. Well, that's nice that you got an update.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So she will be here today.
See, all the girls aren't against you. You've always got Jane.
Yeah, you always got Jane.
So you are against me.
No, we what? Love you.
No.
Did you?
Jane and Vinny sitting in a tree.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.